Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal here in the Radio Alabama studio in Sylacauga, Alabama. I'm Robert Holmes, your host, Sylacauga native, retired military veteran, and very proud community citizen. On the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about life, we talk about leadership and common sense, all things that impact each one of us every day. Joining me today is Nancy Dixon. Nancy, hello.
Hey, how are you, Bob?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I've known Nancy for several years. She's at SAFE. That is the Sylacauga Alliance for Family Enhancement.
You got it.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
And Nancy is the Chief Operating Officer there. A lot of exciting things going on at SAFE, and I'm sure many of you know about those things. But today we're going to drill down and talk about something very personal that Nancy and I have discussed. And that's the importance of mentoring, okay? And she's just recently, not only, I think, some lifetime experience with mentoring, but recently has drilled down in an academic program where she's about to get her master's degree in leadership. Good on you. And mentoring and mentorship was one of the things you approached. So let's just ease into this and tell me your awareness or your affinity or your commitment to this thing that we call mentoring.
Okay. As you said, yes, we and our family had a personal experience with mentoring where we began to understand how important it is to have people in your life that are supporting and encouraging you. And, you know, sometimes mentoring is a little different. When I was growing up, we had, you know, people that walked alongside us. I don't know that we really actually called it mentoring. You know, I had best friends whose parents, spent a lot of time with me, and teachers and Sunday school teachers. But now, I don't know if you were aware of this, but, you know, we're in a loneliness epidemic.
Yes, we are.
So
that's well said.
Yeah, we are in an epidemic, and it is affecting our health in horrible ways. Isolation, and that's with our young people. Uh-huh. Those 16 to 24, you're seeing loneliness. And you used to think that was more of an older generation, but those numbers of loneliness are actually lower than our young people's
right.
Rates of loneliness. So with the personal experience that our family went through, mentoring became key, so much so that my daughter actually started a mentoring program at the high school, at Sylacauga High School, back in 2015. And it's called Sister for Sister.
And that's Ibby,
it's
right?
Still there.
Yeah.
Ibby, yeah.
Yeah, we should have had her in here with us today.
Yeah,
we'll get her back. Okay.
She's been on this.
Okay.
And
good.
And so it's so important, you know, that you have somebody in your life that is imparting wisdom, that's, you know, somebody that's been there, that's done that, that is going to help you to make good choices, good decisions.
So this thing we're called mentoring, you've got a personal experience mm-hmm. with it. So mentoring versus coaching.
Yes.
Because I talk to a lot of people and they sort of just run them together.
Right.
Okay, but let's sort of put that fine line in there mm-hmm. about the difference in mentoring and coaching.
With coaching, how I was trained is the difference between the mentoring and coaching is mentoring is more imparting wisdom on someone.
Right.
Coaching is actually helping them to make their own decisions.
And to develop skills.
Yes, to develop skills, to ask them questions that lead them to solve their own problems. So there is a distinct difference between the two, but sometimes you need some coaching, but also you need some mentoring.
So let me see if we can frame it this way before we go too far down the road. If I were thinking about mentoring, is about sharing wisdom and experiences for the benefit of really both people as mm-hmm. they share, mm-hmm. okay, their experiences. Whereas then, so let's just go to coaching real quick, and let's think about a football coach or a drill instructor in the military. In coaching, there's going to be specific instruction about skill training and do this, and these are the mm-hmm. processes and procedures. Mentoring backs off of that and is more of a sharing between two people where there is possibly compassion or empathy.
Sure.
And so you're not going to get a lot of compassion and empathy out of a drill instructor or a football coach. They're going to give you skills. So I'm trying to make that fine difference. Is that sort of,
can we be in the ball? Well, there's a little bit more as far as when we're thinking about coaching. Not as much like a football coach, but more you're meeting with someone and asking, you know, what kind of issues that they're going right. through that they might need some help with. But you're probing and asking really strong questions to get them to figure out their own problems. So you're not imparting that wisdom. Right. You're letting them
You're now
do
coaching them through a process.
That's right.
With critical thinking.
That's right.
Ask all the right questions, yes. and these are the questions you might consider. Mm-hmm. And then, so I think we're getting to a point where we could draw this a little differentiation between mentoring and coaching. Yeah.
And it's really interesting because if you look at Fortune 500 companies, mm-hmm. they're doing mentoring. And so we are doing some mentoring at SAFE in our workforce development program for individuals in the community. And we're looking for mentors. So if there's anybody that would like to mentor, but we're matching mentors up with individuals in our workforce development program. So it's not just, we're matching them with skills and interest and that kind of thing to find the right mentor. Because you may be a great mentor, but maybe not for this person.
That's
so
right.
So it's a personalized.
I totally get that. Because
So those are the kinds of things that we're doing. And we're looking for mentors to work with them, but also you're seeing it in school systems in different places that, because everybody's recognizing that, mm-hmm. hey, we need people to help come alongside and help train, teach, motivate, encourage. That's outside of your direct line of supervision.
Yep. And sometimes it's important for that mentor to be out of that.
Yes.
And maybe even be out of the activity.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
So, there's some really neat things that are happening. And we had a statewide initiative about mentoring just a couple of weeks. Well, it was in April. So there were, I think, 75 people from across the state that came to talk about mentoring. And so there's some really neat things, even with juvenile detention, going into juvenile detention centers and working with students that are in the system to, for once they come out, that they will be prepared, as well as with young children and adults. So it's really across the spectrum.
Good. Mm-hmm. So I think that we've established what mentoring is, mm-hmm. and we've touched a little bit on why, mm-hmm. okay? But I want to go back and pull the thread on why a little bit and why it's so important today. I think I see where mentoring in a professional or a corporate organizational activity or community of that in business or corporate organizations, why mentoring is so important. But you keyed on something early on about we're in a period of isolation.
Mm, yeah.
And we may not necessarily suspect that, but all of the red flags are up all around us that we are being isolated.
Yes.
Sometimes by choice, sometimes by circumstance, but people are isolated. Mm-hmm. And, as we focus on the youth, I see that isolation. It's difficult necessarily for me as an old, 70 some odd years guy to maybe understand everything that's going on in a young mind and why they get isolated, but you can see the warning signals everywhere.
Sure can.
So as we look at why, let's look at why is it so important that maybe we reach out and we find maybe in unsuspecting places that young person who may need some wisdom and experience and guidance. And if we know that, then why don't we do it? Mm-hmm.
Why would you do it as a person? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, I mean, if you look at Scripture, we're commanded to do that. Yeah. I mean, we're supposed to teach the next generation. Yeah. We're supposed to be raising the next generation. And as, you know, it's interesting from SAFE, that's been our mission from the very beginning, right, is to teach the next generation and to really be a partner to help individuals and families get to where they want to be. So, you know, our communities had it right for a long time. We've recognized that our community has had it right. You know, it's so fun. Margaret and I talk about this all the time. You know,
better tell folks who Margaret is.
Morton. She's our CEO at SAFE.
Okay.
And it's just so fun to see, you know, like the light bulbs come off in people's heads when they get it, when they get excited about something, or, you know, to see that transformation occur in an individual or a family. So, but it takes all of us working together. People don't do this in isolation. Yeah.
So we've just keyed on something here. There have been centuries of folks long before us who mentored, maybe didn't know they were doing it, okay, but they saw the need to share experience and wisdom with the younger generation.
Right.
And then you made the point about the teachings of Christ and how mentoring is so important there. Mm-hmm. You know, I've said this before and people sometimes don't understand it. I'm not a really very religious person, but I deeply believe that that this has been pointed out to us, and we just got to dig down and find what the gifts that God's already given us.
That's right.
And how we use them, and part of those gifts are wisdom and experience, and, you know, God gave us that. Mm-hmm. We've just got to unpack it and share it with people.
That's right, and he gave us people.
And he gave us people. All of those things are there.
That's right, yeah.
So, you know, in other forums, I've said, hey, the kit bag is already there. Mm-hmm. You've got the tools. Mm-hmm. You know, you just got to want to use them, and the opportunity to engage and encounter is there. Mm-hmm. And so I think you just said something very important, which is this is not new.
Yeah.
You know, and so fundamentally, as we look back in our own Christian and Judeo-Christian heritage, we go back to, you know, I'm going to go to the Native Americans, the Indians. They imparted wisdom from the old chief sitting around the campfire down to the young warrior, you know. So this is not new. It's just that we may not do it these days. And it's so important.
Well, you know, that is something so significant, I think, because I think we all know we're to do this.
Yeah.
We're all to mentor. We're all to help encourage others along the way. I think we all kind of know that. But it's just the practicality of doing it.
Right.
And so, you know, so it's common sense, but it's not practice. Common practice.
That's one of our themes here.
It's common sense. It is. That's right. I heard that from the very beginning. And so it's got it right there behind you.
That's right.
But it's not common practice.
No.
And so, and that's the thing. We are all so busy and we're running and we're doing, and I'm right there in the middle of that. But it's good and it's significant when we can, you know, spend time with one another and encourage one another,
right,
and help move things forward.
Well, I mean, you know, part of that is just slowing down to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we've got so many things that draw us away, and I'll just hold this up so that people can see it. You know, we could consume with this being our friend or, you know, whatever. And it takes us away from that human contact that's so important.
Well,
so,
and that's the whole thing about isolation.
Yeah,
we're isolated because we're on our phone talking to our friends.
That's exactly right. So. Okay, so we're going to sort of draw this to a close. What's the last thing that you would want to leave the stage with?
Just go out and mentoring. Start. If you don't know where
to
start, just ask.
Find somebody.
If you need a mentor, go find one. If you want to go mentor, go look.
Good
You'll
deal.
Find it.
All right. Nancy, thanks. I appreciate your being here. This is great. Our guest today has been Nancy Dixon from the Sylacauga Alliance for Family Enrichment.
Enhancement.
I always get that wrong. I'm going to change the name. Anyway, from SAFE.
SAFE Family Services.
So, So, Nancy, thanks for being with us, and thank you for joining us today on the Bull Gap Journal. It's an award-winning video podcast from the Alabama Broadcasting Association this last year, and we thank all of you for being part of that. Thank you for watching and listening. Come back and join us. If you want to know more about the Bull Gap Journal, go to radioalabama.net/bullgap. This is Robert Holmes. Thank you for being with us.